Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Kyle and Debbie Guyman went to the country of Uganda many years ago, and they worked, and God used them to open doors for us for BIMI there in Uganda. And then Brother Guyman graduated to heaven, but his wife Debbie, now for many years a widow, continues to work in our church and Christian school and orphanage there in Soroti, Uganda. Let me just give you a few things that she says God allowed her to do in her ministry over this last year. She said, God gave me the opportunity to lead several people to a saving knowledge of Him more than ever before. I've accepted the fact that I'm older now, and I'm thankful when I'm asked to witness to someone's mother or other older relative. It's a joy to see those who have been prayed for over a long period of time finally decide to trust Christ. And then Ms. Guyman says, God used me to provide Bibles for over 50 people this year. I thoroughly enjoyed helping many of them memorize the more than 30 Bible verses to earn their own copy of God's Word. Their joy in having a Bible to read for themselves is priceless. And then again, she says, God led me to take as many ladies from the village as would fit into my vehicle to attend a ladies' conference in the capital city. These ladies were so impacted by the messages they heard that they eagerly asked for more. And as a result, God led me to teach a weekly ladies' Bible study, and I was thrilled to see the comprehension sink in as they learned and saw what the Bible truly said about areas of their own lives. And then again, Ms. Yama says, God gave me the opportunity to teach some ladies in the village to read their local language. Most of them had not had the privilege of attending much school, and some had never attended at all. How exciting to see and hear some of them reading Bible verses and the words to songs in church. Well, when you hear these things, I don't know about you, I want to go to Uganda and be involved in those things myself. Now, Debbie Guyman says, God gave me ideas after helping a young boy learn to read the local language to help him learn to read it clearly during the church services. And we practiced during the week, and the improvement was incredible. And she adds, God allowed me to work with a wonderful translator so that together we have updated, corrected, and translated some and formulated the first 6 discipleship lessons in the local language. It's a lot of work and a slow process, but I'm so thrilled to help get these materials into the hands of those who are not able to use them in English. And then God helped me to develop ways to train the kitchen workers at SOAP, now that's the orphanage, to do all the work themselves, and they've enjoyed the added responsibility because they're doing such a good job. I've been able to just supervise and oversee what they're doing. And then Ms. Guyman adds, God gave me the opportunity to learn a lot about life in the village in Uganda. I didn't just go to the village church services, but God led me actually to help with many things and truly see what life is like there. It's very different from life in town, and I now have a new appreciation for all that goes into just living in the village. And then one more thing, one of the most helpful things God has taught me to do is to slow down and take time for people. I've seen even more this year that I need to spend time with people.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.